Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris from ATP Yacht Travel. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, thank you. A little bit cold today, not going to lie. Winter is definitely starting to kick in, hence the jumpers. But no, we're all good. Yeah, other than being cold, we're good.
I got to say, it's almost like we have returned to winter. And we just had the Palma Yacht Show this past week, and it's been chilly.
That's not great, is it? It's strange because they had the MIBA show in Genoa as well last week. And the ATPI team were there, and they're saying the exact same thing. Weather was atrocious. Absolutely awful. Once again. Yeah, not great. Not great start to the yacht show season, is it? Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed for you guys, and it's going to warm up soon.
Yeah, well. I never leave my house anyway, so okay. What's going on in the world of travel? Delta Airlines has some news.
They do, yes. Delta Airlines are looking to remove bag recheck requirements for passengers flying from airports in Asia. That's from where the airline flies to several points in the United States. This will ease the process for domestic transfers within the country. The carrier is looking to eliminate the baggage recheck requirement for travelers flying between Tokyo and the U.S., as well as those hopping across the Pacific Ocean from Seoul International Airport. The initial trial would begin at Seoul. That's according to a Delta Airlines representative. Delta Airlines has 42 weekly flights originating from Tokyo and landing in the U.S. in April. The six airports are Atlanta International Airport, Detroit, Honolulu, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, and Seattle Airport. Sorry, I completely forgot the last one then. Meanwhile, it operates to four U.S. airports from Seoul, those being Atlanta, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Seattle also. So it's good news. Once you arrive into the U.S. from your flight from Asia, you won't need to collect your bags and recheck them in again.
Nice. That's one of my trips that I want to take one day is to Asia. I think it'd be cool.
It'd be very cool. And especially the food. It'd be amazing.
All about the food for me. All about the food.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to retire, and then the next time you see me, I'm going to be as big as a house because I'll have traveled the world eating.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to see.
Good job.
Yeah.
And airfares, unfortunately, not so good news for them.
No, it's not, unfortunately. Yeah, airline capacity will remain tight, and airfares are going to remain high with delays in delivery of new aircraft, also meaning unwelcome changes to flight schedules. That's according to an aviation consulting report, which was released last week, which also added late deliveries will seriously affect schedules this summer. Now, with aircraft not being delivered, airlines have to amend their plans at the last minute. Now, on top of the delay of the new aircraft arriving to their respective airlines, fuel prices remain incredibly high due to Russia's invasion into Ukraine and Israel's war in Gaza. The higher fuel prices obviously have to be factored into airfare costs. Now, with airlines also having to divert from regular routes due to the closed airspace to commercial carriers for safety reasons, this in turn increases flight times, adds to the fuel consumption compared to normal routes. Obviously, all of that means that the higher prices get passed on to the consumers. So, unfortunately, higher airfares are for the foreseeable future.
I don't know. Massive cluster beat.
It is. Yeah. Unbelievably so at the moment. You've got the problems with Boeing, and then you've got Whitney and Pratt with their problems as well, with that, which slows down the aircraft's getting out because obviously the safety checks now have to be a lot more robust, shall we say, and then add on the wild problems on top of that, and it just creates a complete nut cluster.
At the end of the day, we all got to pay for it. That's really what it doesn't matter where, what, how, when. The fact is, the regular person ends up paying for absolutely everything. Even though we have no say in it all.
Yep, that's right. Yep, you just have to sit there and take it.
Yeah. Yeah. With absolutely no lubrication. Shame, really. Moving on. Malaria is raising its ugly head again.
Yeah, it has, unfortunately. Travelers have been warned about rising cases of malaria following the increase in overseas travel after pandemic restrictions were eased. New figures from the UK Health Security Agency shows an increase in malaria diagnosed in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, with reported cases the highest since 2001. Cases were confirmed in individuals who had recently been abroad. The agency said the number of cases highlights the importance of taking precautions to minimise the risk of malaria when travelling abroad. Now, the rise is linked to the resurgence of malaria in many countries and an increase in overseas travel following the removal of pandemic restrictions. Malaria is caused by a parasite that can be passed to humans by mosquitoes. Symptoms can be non-specific and flu, including fever, headache, fatigue, abdominal discomfort, and muscle aches. Now, the UK Health Agency said travellers can help protect themselves by following the ABCD of malaria prevention. That's awareness of risk, bite prevention, chemoprophylaxis. I think that's right. Hopefully that's right. And diagnose promptly and treat without delay. There is no licensed vaccine against malaria for travelers, but vaccines are available for other travel-associated infections.
I found malaria was one of those diseases that had almost been eradicated.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on the rise. Yeah, just have to be careful. And for whatever country you're going to, follow the advice, any vaccinations, et cetera, you need to get, make sure you get them. Because the last thing you want to do is either get on board your yacht or get back home and you take some lovely tropical disease home with you.
Jay, one of the great things about never leaving your house, that I will never get malaria.
No, your only problem is you'll get all of the flu-like symptoms from your children when they come home from school. That's the joys you get.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Who would have them anyway, kids? And ITA Airlines has news.
Yeah, ITA Airways will begin services to Canada's largest and most populated city, Toronto, on May the 10th. Flights will initially operate six times a week with its Airbus A330 fleet. That's increasing to daily during the busy summer months between June and September. Now, the route will be operated using the A330-900neo aircraft and will have a three-class layout comprising 237 economy class seats. That will be in a 242 layout, 24 premium economy seats in a 242 layout, and 30 business class seats in a 121 layout. Obviously, with the new route from a major European hub, this will mean more choice for Canadian crew during the mid-season.
Nice. And when you land, you'll have a proper Tim Hortons.
There you will indeed, yes.
Because I've seen Tim Hortons popping up everywhere, and they're not proper Tim Hortons. I'm just putting that out there for the world to know. If you go to a Tim Hortons anywhere but Canada, it's not a proper Tim Hortons.
There you go. Do you know what? I don't even know what Tim Hortons is. Is it a bit? It sounds a bit like a biscuit. And I've got no idea.
Tim Horton was like one of the most famous Canadian hockey players.
Ice hockey? I'm presuming we're talking ice hockey here. I don't know. I don't.
Is there any other kind of hockey?
Field hockey?
No, that's pretend hockey.
Look, that's what 10-year-old girls play. No, I don't. Yeah, I didn't mean that because there may be. There could well be hockey players listening. I did not mean that.
Really? Field hockey? Ice hockey is where it's at. The brawls on ice are absolutely phenomenal. And there ain't no 10-year-old girl brawling on ice. I'm telling you that much. So this is a real sport. But anyways, yes, Tim Horton, he set up this company, a coffee company, and it's, you know, ballooned into all sorts of donuts and Timbits. And it's like the most famous coffee house in all of Canada. And it is amazing. And then when they opened one in Spain, I was really excited. And I went. And it was such a disappointment. It was like, in Canada, if you've got a small location, you can barely sit down because there's so many different showcases filled with every kind of donut, cake, sandwich, Timbit you can imagine, right? And the offers of coffee are like endless. But here, there's like this tiny little counter with maybe an option of four different Timbits and maybe five different types of donut. And then the rest is like stuff you can find in any Spanish bar anywhere. And you're like, but this is it. Yeah. Take the Canadian flag off the bloody wall, stick up your Spanish flag and call it Tim Spain or something. Because it's not Tim Hortons.
This has really affected you, hasn't it? It is a bone of contention in your life. I can see it.
It was because Tim Hortons has this cruller donut that has been years since I've had. And I was so excited when it was like a block from my house. And I went there No cruising. I know, it was like, and even the French vanilla coffee, which I absolutely adore. Washington Shane.
Shocking. Did they have a suggestions box that you could put in?
No, because even trying to have a conversation with the person behind the counter was absolutely pointless. Because once again, service isn't the same as it is in Canada.
Yeah.
It's just a total disappointment.
I'm sorry to hear that. And now I know who Tim Horton is. I'm going to go on YouTube and I'm going to look at some videos watching play ice hockey.
Yes, and Google Tim Horton's restaurants and you'll see what I mean in Canada. Oh, my goodness.
I will have a look and see.
It's like a kid's wet dream. It really is. If you've ever had sort of moments that you see on TV and you walk into somewhere and everything shines and stuff, that's what Tim Hortons is if you like donuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go online. I'm going to have a look.
Have them in the UK now, too. And I'd be interested to find out if it's the same as they are in Canada.
I wouldn't be able to tell you what I like in Canada, but when I go back to the UK, I will let you know. I'll hunt one out and I'll let you know what it's like.
You'll have to FaceTime me going through it and I can tell you whether or not. And I'll record it. And then when I get back to Canada, we'll do a comparison for everybody in Yachting International Radio Land. And we'll show a real Tim Hortons compared to a fake Tim Hortons. Anyway, now I'm hungry. I'm going to have to let you go, Lee. But as usual, it's been very informative. And I thank you ever so much. And if you have any questions, of course, all of Lee's information is below this interview when it airs. So please do touch base. And yeah, thanks.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure.
I know. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. And of course, thank you to Lee Harris from ATP on Travel. We'll see you again next week.